Holiday.com on East Coast FM's Morning Show.
With thanks to Sunway.ie, making holidays happen. Click Sunway.ie for the best sun, activity and experience holidays for 2019.
Now, Joseph was in with us yesterday on his way back from Spain, the Costa del Sol, and Marbella and Porto Banu and all those sort of places. And we just want to finish that conversation, but I also want to ask you about something else. Yeah. And if I could, the nature of things this year, we're hearing that because of some bad weather and things, people want to go to Spain and all that sort of stuff. Yeah. We're hearing that the British might want to go to Turkey or something because of the sterling is awful at the moment.
Yeah.
And what does it do to availability, and what does its effect does it have on last minute deals as such, and holding off maybe until July when you say you know you're off, and then you just look up the websites and say, hey, there's a flight leaving on a holiday for super cheap on Saturday.
Last minute deals, of course, Declan, and you know, I suppose last year was catastrophic for the whole tourism industry. In other words, for the operators going from Dublin, because obviously we had that beautiful 3 month sunshine on top here. So a lot of people who were waiting for those last minute deals, whatever, and the agents, they really suffered quite badly last year. So like, there was amazing deals going out in July time for like 249 per person, flights, accommodation, everything else as well. But I suppose it's just depending on what sort of weather we're going to get this year. But look, you will get the last minute deals. Again, with a family, two adults, two children, it's going to be a lot more expensive and a lot more difficult to get. But if you're looking for two seats away, it's worth waiting for the last minute. Just say, literally, I'll book it tomorrow. And
you don't really mind where it could be, to Malta, it could be to Portugal, it could be to Italy, it could be to Spain.
Absolutely. And deals, like stuff came in this morning, actually, on the Sunway.ie this morning, flying out tomorrow. They have a couple of deals there. Some going to the Algarve, some going to Kastadassian, Turkey. 249 per person. Flights, transfers, accommodation, everything else. 7 nights down there. Beautiful because of that.
If you hold firm and you don't panic, something will come in.
Something will come up. And people say to me, oh, should I wait? If you don't mind where you go and want sunshine, and another great tip is to look up the weather a couple of days before. So in other words, if you're looking up the Algarve and you see, oh, it's raining over there for the week, or it's going to be quite cloudy or whatever the weather, and then suddenly you look at Kusadasi this week, next week, it's 32 degrees all week next week. So, you know, you're going to guarantee beautiful weather down there, 249. She wouldn't get a night in Dublin in a hotel for that, Declan.
What about this thing you were telling me about, because I heard Ibiza were going to do it, but certainly Mallorca have started to do it, and they're in the Bali, Iraq Islands sort of thing.
Yep.
Maybe the same people that are running it from that region of Spain, but are talking about a tourist tax.
It's a tourist tax, and actually I made a slight little error there yesterday when I was talking to you about it inside. It's actually when you go to, like, you stay in a hotel and you pay the local tax in the actual hotel. So if you've booked a package deal, when you get to the actual hotel itself, you'll pay the rates per day. So, and it's all done in the star base. In other words, 2-star, 3-star, 4-star, 5-star, which I might be staying in, you'll pay a certain rate. So it could be €3 per day, up to maybe €5, €5.50 per day per person. Which, so it's a little bit of extra expense that you might never encountered or thought about before you go.
So you could be paying a tenner a day.
You could be for two people.
Just to go, when you've already paid to go.
Absolutely, in local taxes and things like that. Now, I've never noticed before an enormous balance, just somebody was talking about it in the office the other day, and I looked it up, and it's an interesting one. I mean, you wouldn't really notice. I mean, you go to New York or something like that.
They have it there, all
it's
right.
It's there,
yeah.
Clear, taxes done. But yeah, Menorca, most certainly. I'm not sure about the other parts of Spain. Maybe there is a local thing, but maybe it's absorbed with the actual price that you're paying with most of the operators. But it was quite an unusual one, so just do look out for that. If you're booking something, make sure that your taxes maybe are included in, or maybe just encounter, you know, have your few extra bob just in case.
Yeah, they justify it by saying, well, look, you want facilities here,
yeah,
you know, you want us to maintain the beach walk or the cliff walk or or something, so you've got to give us some money.
It goes to the local area. Yeah, maybe we should look at it in Ireland, you know, seeing as we're getting fleeced every other way, you know. There you go.
Yeah, we're talking about the Costa del Sol. They don't have it there
No, I didn't encounter anything like that before, so no, I just think it was just for some reason and just seemed to be Menorca. Somebody in the office here was heading off there, and she was just saying they had to pay it locally when they get down there.
Yeah.
Something like €60 for the week for them. So anyway.
Where did you stay?
I stayed in a place called Cancelada, which I love. Again, for people who haven't been down there, the Costa del Sol stretches quite a big area. The main airport there is Malaga. Flight time is about 2 hours 20 minutes. Really easy. Very easy to do it. I flew Aer Lingus, and they fly Malaga from Dublin three flights daily, which is fantastic. So you've got a great variety there. So again, some people like doing this at a red eye in the morning, or it's an afternoon or an evening flight, which brings you in late in the evening. And the flights there starting from about $49.99 one way, including taxes and charges. And of course, the website is aerolingus.com. So it's worth looking and seeing. There will be deals there. Again, a lot of the package companies would use Aer Lingus as well. So if you weren't booking directly with Aer Lingus, you could obviously book your package with your accommodation and everything else with it as well. So so you fly into Malaga then. I stayed in a place called Cancelada. Now, I did my bit of research because I was going down with family and friends, and I wanted to check and see exactly where to stay and whatever. And you look at the Airbnbs, and sometimes, you know, they're super host or this. And again, there wouldn't be much, people would put their sort of feedback on it. So I came across an agency called reekanddali.com. It's a guy called Lucas and his team there. And I went onto their website, had a look. They've over 70 properties in the Marbella area. In other words, anything from your basics, you know, nice luxury apartment up to your magnificent villa, depending what you're looking for. We got a really nice place there, a new complex there, it's called the Bel Air area. And the great thing I liked about it is when you walk in there, it's just fully serviced. You walk in, it's like a brand new apartment. Costs there will be in and around to the €1,200 per week. But again, they would sleep up to maybe six people in it. So when you work it out, it's £200 each for nothing. And you know, you're right sort of there in Cancelada. It's between Marbella and Estepona. Great thing I love about Cancelada, and I know we mentioned it yesterday, prices wise, you're going out for meals, you're paying, you know, for including wine, food, everything, €18-20 per head. You go the other side down to Puerto Banús, which we spoke about yesterday, and there's gas actually, because when you were talking about it yesterday, I remember being down there last year, I think it was, and they had an ice cream stand. I said, we'll get an ice cream. One scoop, €5 per scoop of ice cream.
Gosh.
So if you got three scoops with a hungry child, that's €15 for an ice cream. Expensive. And again, drinks would be expensive in there. But like you say, that's sort of the millionaire's row where everyone goes down, has a look, the speedboats, the Lamborghinis, the Ferraris, and of course, you know, the beautiful restaurants.
You know, I passed by the last time I was down there. I was walking around it, and they have the restaurants, and the restaurants are all, you know, allegedly top-end restaurants. At least they know how to charge top-end prices.
Big time.
The biggest queue was outside the Italian for the pizza.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah. There was all the other ones there, all the fine dining and all that, and the silverware out. But the pizza restaurant was the queue down the road. Yeah. So that obviously was perceived to be the best value.
You're probably cheap and cheerful. And again, they would have the queues in and out for that. You're probably paying a slight premium on it. But then again, you're still on the sort of the Puerto Banús strip as such. Again, you can sort of go down the other side. Estepona is great. And especially if you're down there, it's definitely worth going down to Estepona on a Sunday for the market. It's a really good market. Not too busy, full of people, but really good stands and really good quality stuff down there. That's on a Sunday. I think it runs from 10 till 4 or something like that. And again, the markets move around at different areas. But as I said, in particular, I just really like Cancelada. You're right in the beachfront there as well. Of course, you have the other resorts like the Fungarola, you know, all different resorts on the way down there as well. And of course, you can go sort of inland as well. Another great tip as well, because, you know, people get bored down there. If you're down there for 10 days, you know, you can only do a certain amount of sunbathing and dinner out and stuff. It's always worth maybe renting a car for a couple of days, or even having your rental car. And you can go to places like Ronda, which is stunning. It's up the hills. It's about 30, 40 minutes away from Marbella. And it's the most beautiful old city, which you can walk around and sort of, you know, touristy bits to do there as well. So it's not all just about, you know, the towel and the sunbathing. It's more discovering actually what they have there as well. Of course, going into Marbella itself, the old town is beautiful. You've been there before, Orange Square. Really beautiful, lovely little restaurants around there. And I was actually talking to Bob here yesterday, and he was just saying about, you know, in the main square, it can be quite expensive again for food. Now, you're not talking about the Puerto Banús prices, but, you know, walk out of the square 5-6 minutes away, you're going to find a lovely little tapas bar where you get traditional Spanish food and a nice glass there, and it'd be half the price you're going to pay in the main square. You pay for location, a bit like, I suppose, in Ireland as well, you know. But it's definitely, I mean, and of course the weather down there is just magnificent. We had 28 degrees there last week. It's the same this week as well. So, but I think people just feel very secure when they go down to Spain. They've been going there for years. And of course, it's a golfer's paradise. If you're a golfer, all the golfers head down there. Of course, they'll be sort of slightly out of season because, obviously with the heat down there, they like to go sort of, you know, the early months or maybe after September when the kids are come back. But really good deals down there. As I said, you know, Aer Lingus are flying down to 3 days a week. And there's lots of great packages to be got down there as well, depending on what sort of grade you're looking for. So, yeah, there's an awful lot to do down there. And people haven't been down before, it's definitely worth a visit. It's very popular. I mean, Spain is still the most popular place for Irish holidaymakers to go to. But there's some new destinations coming in now as well, which people are sort of thinking about, you know, like the turkeys and stuff like that, that people like to sort of alternative sun as well. But Spain still is the number one destination.
Yeah. It gets very, very crowded, of course, down in Costa del Sol.
It does. And yeah. I think you made a very valid point earlier on when you said about the sterling thing. It's going to make a big difference to people as well. And I was actually going through something there the other day, and everyone with their passports, I'm thinking, what's going to happen now? As soon as the UK leave the EU, there'll be no more automated passports getting through in the speedy. It's going to be the experience of having to go through borders for the EU. So it's going to be a bit more difficult for the English.
It's 89, and it was 89 plus during the week.
I know. And they're saying it could get to parity as well, so it'll be interesting to see. And of course, actually, Walter here in the studio was talking to me about Gibraltar. He loves it down there. Place I've been to maybe
once. Yeah, I was in Gibraltar.
Enjoy it?
Gibraltar is Gibraltar, yeah. You know. It's like, I don't know, Blackpool in the sun, you know.
That's exactly it.
And it's very claustrophobic, I thought. It was just all packed up in the corner. And
it is.
You have to walk in and you walk across the runway of the airport.
Yeah. And then you're there.
And then the first thing that greets you is Winston Churchill Avenue or something. And it's all very, we are not Spain type of loudly shouting at you. Even though the majority of people you see are Spanish working in the place.
Yeah, but I know, of course, and again, you've got the red post boxes there and everything else as well. So it's just mad.
They do it off the history will live forever.
Will live. I was looking it up there. It's quite interesting, actually, the whole sort of history there. And with anyone who's listening, maybe look up Gibraltar, the history. History is very interesting, actually, about Gibraltar. But, it would be my choice to go there. I prefer to sort of cost
you. You've parked in Spain and go across.
But
the Spanish parking is about, I don't know, 3 hours or something, or 2 hours. It's very restrictive. So if you've got to be back out.
Yeah, they make it very difficult for you.
Yeah.
In other words, but again, I suppose with the UK, a huge amount of tourists go over there, fly over there. There was a good documentary, I think it was on Channel 4, they were running a thing on the Gibraltar, the Rock, and it didn't entice me to go, Declan, at all. So there you go.
We'll That's see.
My own personal choice.
All right, the holiday doc, Joe Supple. Thanks very much indeed, Joe, for bringing us up to date of your travels. You've got some more plans?
I'm 3 weeks' time, I shall be in Kusadasi in Turkey, lapping up those 32 degrees every day.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to you telling us about it. Okay. Thanks very much.
Great stuff.
The Holiday Doctor on East Coast FM's Morning Show.
With thanks to sunway.ie, making holidays happen. Click sunway.ie for the best sun, activity and experience holidays for 2019.